Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I'm continuing my conversation with Dallas County Emergency Management Coordinator AJ Seeley about Severe Weather Awareness Week. This is part two of a two-part interview. We're not having the statewide tornado drill this year because of the COVID-19 concerns, but take us through what a typical tornado warning would be like from both the public perspective and from where you sit.
Sure. So from the public perspective, we always like to have some incoming notice in terms of, you know, whether that be a severe thunderstorm warning or some other tornado watch. So that should really enhance our awareness to the possibility of severe weather and tornadoes. And then obviously, if an alert is issued, most people with kind of new smartphones will have what they call wireless emergency alerts. And those alerts are kind of push notifications that come to your phone regardless. There is an option to turn them off, but of course, we never would encourage people to do that. So that push alert is based off of location. And so if you fall into that tornado warning polygon, that should be notifying you should that happen. That being said, we always mention we'd like to have more than one way to receive alerts. So if something isn't working like it should be, you're not missing out on that alert that could be life critical. Once the public receives that alert, we want them to take action. And by taking action, that means finding the most interior part of your home or moving down to your basement. If you have time, it helps to put your shoes on. And the reason behind that is that if your home happens to be impacted by a tornado, we want you to be able to get out safely. And typically there's broken glass and other debris that might cause you injury if you're trying to get out without that protection. But certainly moving to that interior portion of your building or basement in a timely fashion takes the priority. From the county perspective, in terms of our response, we typically have spotters that are activated and attempt to help locate tornado-producing storms. That being said, I mean, Dallas County is 600 square miles, so it is very difficult to kind of pinpoint that location. But if we are able to identify a tornado, we actively will activate warnings and share that information with the National Weather Service so they can put out a warning or one of those wireless emergency alert messages to the phones that I had mentioned. So that kind of helps individuals be informed and then take action.
All right. Well, now let's move into the last couple days of Severe Weather Awareness Week. Remind us what the theme is for Thursday and then talk about that.
Thursday is all about family preparedness. And the great thing about family preparedness is that it's really applicable far beyond just severe weather. So family preparedness can apply to disasters, high wind events, tornadoes, even the coronavirus, for example. What we encourage folks to do is to build a kit. And that kit doesn't have to be anything super special. It can be, you know, like a Rubbermaid tote or just sort of some plastic container that can hold some of the items that you'd have in there. And some of those items can be water, food, and we would encourage people to have at least 3 days of both of those things. Just should there be a supply chain disruption or, you know, they just kind of get into a pinch. And what it does is it really turns what would be an emergency into just a minor inconvenience. And so by everybody doing their part, it really kind of lessens the impact on the public as a whole. The other thing that might go into that kit could be a flashlight, gloves, goggles, a poncho, you know, safety glasses, that sort of thing. We'd also like to have people have all of their important documents in a safe and prepared place. So whether that be in a safe or in this kit, whichever is safer, just having those in a ready to be removed place should you ever need to leave your home or leave that stuff, you would have that ready to go with you.
All right. And we talk more about family preparedness during Preparedness Month, which is later in the year. So we'll, I'm sure, talk more about that later. Now, the final day of Severe Weather Awareness Week has to do with flooding. And people are probably very familiar with that here in central Iowa, especially after last year. So talk a little bit about the dangers of flooding.
Flooding, as we know, living in Iowa, we are seemingly more and more prone to it every year. I think there's no place that's truly immune from flooding, as we saw in 2018 event with kind of some of the massive amounts of rainfall we received in a short period of time. So we preach a simple message for flooding, and that's if you encounter a flooded roadway, we want you to turn around. And that turn around, don't drown message is one that's been pushed for a long time, but a lot of people still don't follow it. And some of the things to consider before driving down that road is, you know, a lot of times we can't even see if the road's still there. And in some cases, that road's washed out partly or fully. And so, you know, you might think you can make it when in reality the water's a lot deeper than it is, or that road's not there like you expect it to be. We also don't want anybody to put themselves in any danger with any sort of flooding. So staying away from floodwaters, they're typically known to move very swiftly. You know, just kind of protect yourself in those manners.
For sure. Well, one last question that I have here for you today, AJ. Why do you feel like it's important to have an entire week devoted to severe weather awareness and to have it sort of at the beginning of the storm season?
So we want people to take action and just kind of brush up on their skills. You know, we haven't dealt with severe weather, fortunately, for a few months. But as we get back into kind of storm season here, we want people to be reminded of some of the actions that they are expected to take to protect their own life and safety. Severe Weather Awareness Week is an important part of what we do. The biggest threat in Dallas County, based on, you know, history and damages, is severe weather. So I mentioned we've seen a lot of tornadoes over the years, a lot of wind events, and all of that kind of piles up into injuries where we get concerned about life safety. And also there, you know, significant economic impact in terms of homes affected, businesses, and that sort of thing. So we really encourage individuals to take action, brush up on their skills, think about those plans, think about where they might go if a tornado warning's issued, pretty much as they go throughout their normal business.
All right. Well, AJ Seeley, Dallas County Emergency Management Coordinator, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners about Severe Weather Awareness Week?
No, I just encourage everyone to take action when the warnings are issued. And again, if you need a way to receive alerts, text the word Dallas Alerts, DallasAlerts, to 69310. You can get signed up for our alert messages.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me and for all the information. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with AJ Seeley. This has been part two of a two-part interview. You can find this program and part one at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sirwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.